It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Thank you so much, Interior Alaska. Thank you for tuning in on this lovely Saturday. This is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley, and my name is Sarah Hollister. And every week, we get with one of our over 600 local nonprofits, and we find out what their mission is, why they do it, and, you know, how the community can help. And this week, it's so special, it's so timely. We have the lovely people from Santa's Helpers. We've got Kayla Smith.
Good morning.
And we've got Les Nichols.
Howdy, howdy.
Hi, thank you guys so much for joining us. Okay, Santa's Helper. So, Kayla, you are a committee member. Les, you're the vice president, correct?
I am.
Nice. Tell us a little bit about what the... Does one of you want to talk about the mission?
One, two, three, nose goes.
Okay, all right. So our mission is to feed and to bring toys to families at the holiday time. You know, that seems to be a lull in services being provided by, you know, like local schools and other community organizations. And so it's an opportunity for us to sort of pick up where the community needs some additional support.
Yeah. I mean, toys at Christmas, can't really beat that. It's so important, you know, and then obviously feeding. So feeding, that's something I didn't know. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the food boxes, we aim to donate about 300 food boxes to 300 families, it's the goal is a Christmas meal, or a holiday meal, but then also a week or 2 weeks worth of food to sort of last over that break. And we go through fundraising efforts, and we have a lot of community supporters who pitch in to help us raise those funds. We don't typically get food donated, but, you know, so a lot of it has to come from purchases. And so one of our committee members is very dedicated to looking through all of the deals all year long and then securing anything that we can, you know, as we go. I think we bought Cheerios over the summer because they were on such a great deal. So, yeah.
She's the lady that if you're on a budget, you want to know what she's doing because she's like extreme couponing.
Yes. Yeah. I've seen those shows. Those are amazing. Extreme couponing. And so she does that all year.
That's pretty much.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yep. She puts together a menu, puts together a shopping list, and then we are, you know, we go get fundraising.
That's great.
And that's you know, it's funny. I was thinking about this with, you know, the news about Love Inc. here recently, right?
Mm-hmm.
So having a discussion, this radio group that we're on right now, they were kind enough to pick up their mission, which is kind of what happened with us. The Santa's Helpers used to be a project of the Sneddon Foundation. It started in the 1950s with a newspaper. You know, people were pretty proud, and if they were struggling, they wouldn't say things, but the neighbors knew. So the neighbors would go to the newspaper and say, hey, we know Bob and Jill are having a hard time. We want to nominate them.
Mm-hmm.
And so then things would get dropped off there, and they would put it together and do what we're doing now. They sold the paper to an outside group, and the outside group said, yeah, we don't need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how Fairbanks Nissan got involved. Seekins Ford, Jeans Chrysler, we all came together and said, hey, we're going to jump in and support this group. We worked out of the one of the community centers,
mm-hmm.
but it was too big. So they said, yeah, you guys can't do this next year. And so they moved into Nissan, and mm-hmm. that's been kind of the home base. We store things, we've got storage space, and we store the excess toys and things that are prepped for next year. And we clear out the showroom so that the showroom can be kind of the base of operations. And what that means is when people donate to Santa's Helpers, the pass-through is basically 100%. Mm-hmm. The only thing that doesn't go straight to the donations of food or presents is when we have things like, I need a stapler. Mm-hmm. Or we've got to pay, you know, the 1 month of phone bill that we've got. Or there's virtually no overhead.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to talk about an organization where your money goes a long ways, that nobody's on salary, it's all volunteer. Mm-hmm. There's no rent. There's no electric bill to pay. There's no advertising. All that stuff's covered. It's just the mission. and which really makes it a powerful organization in that respect.
Yeah, and if you are just tuning in, this is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley, and we are talking to the group at Santa's Helpers, who essentially deliver gifts to hundreds of kids all over the community and food boxes, we're finding. So it's all stored
We have a building that we use, and we cordon off a section of it for mm-hmm. Santa's Helpers. So anything that's left over that we need to store for the next year, because we're doing it year round, so people mm-hmm. randomly drop stuff off at the store.
Yep, I know how that goes.
Kayla has the same thing. People say, "Hey, will you give this to them?" And we just take it in, put it in storage, and then that's how on move-in day, when you see us moving in, they're coming in with boxes of toys already ready to go. I can't imagine how hard it would be if we had to start from scratch every year. It would be really tough, yeah.
So people are able to donate all year? Drop it off there?
Yep.
That's great. So you're talking about history. So, I see on your little card, 60 years, it looks like, 60 years ago. And that's when you worked with the newspaper, and then it moved over. And so you've got all the car dealerships working together.
Kind of. It started that way because, mm-hmm. well, and I won't say all the car dealerships. It's the local car dealers.
Yes.
It's those of us that have been connected to the community and our businesses are rooted here, right?
Yeah.
And that's not a stab at the out-of-state corporate stores.
Yeah.
They definitely chip in and do things for our community, and we commend them for that. But this particular one, again, this is a long-time Fairbanks tradition. Mm-hmm. Most of us have been here since before statehood. So we kind of understand where it came from and how it's connected. So all of us came together, and that's the Seekins family, the Nichols family from Nissan, Nichols families from Chrysler. And that helped stabilize this organization. Mm-hmm. But then, again, they needed a permanent home, and so then it kind of fell mostly on us. But Jeans and Seekins do still jump in. They help support. They're absolutely fantastic. They're good community members and good businesses.
And I absolutely love this. It's one of the things that I know United Way tries to do is connect the business community with the nonprofit. And I feel like at the radio station, that's awesome how they picked up Adopt a Family and you all for picking up Santa's Helpers. And I just commend businesses that can kind of reach over the aisle and help the community while they're running their business. It's just phenomenal. So it's Saturday. What can people still do? Do you still need toys? What kind of things are you all in need for? I know people are out shopping today. Well, they're doing all the things.
Well, I will throw out. So just yes. even later on tonight, we'll have the teddy bear toss at the hockey game. Yes. And so that is a great opportunity to pitch in. It's such a fun event because you'll see just all of the different stuffies from everyone's favorite, everyone's favorite character just coming over those guards into the ice rink, and it's a great event to see everybody have to scoop them all up, bag them up. They come back pretty wet and soggy, so we have
dry
to lay them out, dry them out.
It's like you must dry them
it's
out.
It's a process. It is, but again, that's our dedicated volunteer staff. They're incredible. They go through and they do all of the collection and the storing and then drying out, and so it's a grand process.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. So it's a stuffy toss, and where did you say? Just in case someone
at the hockey game tonight.
Hockey game.
UAF.
UAF Nanooks. Yeah, that's what I was like. It's not Ice Dogs, right? Not Ice Dogs, UAF Nanooks.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's such a fun tradition, too. So we've got that. And so if people are out shopping, they could buy a teddy bear. You guys still need gifts. What ages are you guys looking at for gifts?
It's going to change. It's tough to tell because, it's basically a month worth of work and sorting. Mm-hmm. But what will happen is we'll start getting the referrals in for families. And they'll say, "Hey, I've got a 3-year-old, I've got a 17-year-old," and we'll get a flurry of gifts for a particular age group, mm-hmm. and we'll run out of something else. And so it's kind of an ongoing thing. Mm-hmm. Right now, I would say we need a little bit of everything because we're just getting started. And unfortunately, I think this year's been really tough with the floods and displaced families, and we're seeing a pretty high level of applications already. Mm-hmm. So I think this is going to be a year where we're going to need maybe a little more than we've had in the past. So I would say anything all the way up to age 17. Teenagers are always tough because, believe it or not, they're not really impressed with G.I. Joe toys anymore.
No.
So trying to find things that are interesting for them that make them feel, you know, special on Christmas.
You've got teenagers, right?
Close. I am really close. Almost.
I was going to say.
And you know, it's funny because they don't. They like their games. They like communication. Mm-hmm. And that's a tough thing. People are like, oh, I'll buy them a video game card. Well, it doesn't work on all systems, and you don't know what system they have, if they have a system at all, right?
No, I didn't know this, so thank you.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've definitely beat our heads on the wall with that one because we know that that's a gift that if they had an Xbox, a gift card would be great. But if they don't have an Xbox, it's kind of worthless, right?
Yeah.
Bicycles is one, and this is kind of a big one. Teenagers, there's an ask for bicycles that teenagers can use to bike to a job. You know, obviously, you know, in December, they're probably not biking. Maybe they are. I don't know. We do really well with the younger kids' bikes because those seem to be easier to get. They're definitely less expensive. But there's a lot of kids that would love to pursue a job, but they don't have a way to get there. Mm. And so, you know, if somebody was feeling really generous, bicycles for teenage kids would be fantastic. That would be amazing.
Oh, that's it. That is amazing.
Yeah, a lot of stuff that ends up going in teenage bags are like smaller gift cards, so like $15 or $20 at Taco Bell or coffee shacks and stuff like that. And fuzzy socks seem to be a fun one.
Yeah.
Just something warm and comfortable, and you know, it makes the kids feel like they've got a little something fun to kind of have for themselves.
Or room decorations was one that I heard was a good one for
journals.
Older kids. Journals, mm-hmm. Yeah, all those. I'm trying to remember my teenage years. There were fluffy pillows, yeah.
Right, the fuzzy journal, yeah.
Yeah, emoji pillows. any other toys you're seeing a lot of? Are you seeing Labubus? Are you seeing?
Do
you
what guys? Is that?
Oh, my daughter is obsessed with them. They are called Labubus. They're these little stuffies. Okay. If you're out there and you know what a Labubu is, I understand you. I did not know, and then I found out. Yeah. Yes. Okay. They're all the fun stuff. Okay, so when do we, what's the timeline? So,
well, I mean, the simple answer is that we take donations year round. Okay. I can say that this year the last 2 years, we've been looking at the budget and going, holy cow, how are we going to make this work?
Mm-hmm.
Last year just seemed like Christmas miracle after Christmas miracle after Christmas miracle. We ordered food. One of the trucks turned over on the way here. By the time we were able to reorder the stuff, the price had gone up. It put us outside of the amount of funds that we had. Donor came in and randomly donated the exact amount of money we needed for the increase in cost. All of last year was like this. It was just skipping from one vine to the next and, you know, pulled it together. It was absolutely amazing. This year, you know, again, we expect a lot of demand. We expect things to be very tight. So we know we need a lot of help. And I was thinking about this on the way over here. You know, many hands make small work, mm-hmm. right? You can take a big job, and if you divide it up amongst enough people, it's not hard. And we've got, let's round it. I know it's not quite this number, but 100,000 people in Fairbanks. If everybody had a dollar to give, that would give us enough to probably do twice as much as we do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think what's really important is people this time of year, things are tight. They're trying to figure out how to take care of their own families, their own children, their own members in their circle of influence. But, you know, even a couple dollars, that's all it takes, you know. And it would be so helpful because a lot of times people go, oh, I don't have $100 to give. I don't have $50 to give. Mm-hmm. Man, $20 would be fantastic. $5 would be appreciated. It doesn't matter. None of that's important.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the ability to offer something, that's where these Christmas miracles come from, is a lot of people doing a little bit to take care of the people in our community that are hurting.
And how can they get to you if they want to give those dollars?
There's a couple ways. You can go to the North Star Community Foundation's webpage and look up Santa's Helpers. Mm-hmm. You can go to Santa's Helpers AK. You can come to Fairbanks Nissan. You can call us, hit us up on Facebook. You know, you tell us how it's easy for you,
yes.
And we'll show up.
We'll make it work.
Yep.
All right. If you are just tuning in, this is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. My name is Sarah Hollister, and we are going to go on a quick break. We're talking to Santa's Helpers right now. We're going to go on a quick break, and we'll be back to hear more.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
The United Way of the Tanana Valley's mission is to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community. We inspire others to join us in supporting our local nonprofits that serve our friends and neighbors by providing life-changing services here in Interior Alaska. To learn more about how you can give, advocate, and volunteer with us, please contact our office at 907-452-7211 or go to our website at unitedwaytananavalley.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with the United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the Archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Hello, Interior Alaska. Thank you so much for sticking around with us. My name is Sarah Hollister. I'm the Executive Director of the United Way of the Tanana Valley, and this is Behind the Mission, and if you're just tuning in, we get with one of our over 600 local nonprofits. And what makes Fairbanks and Alaska in general so unique with our nonprofits is a lot of times nonprofits in our community, other states would have them under their county. So they'd be government services. But in Fairbanks in Alaska, we do things differently and we don't like the government at all in that. So a lot of the services that Alaska has are run by nonprofits that may be paid for by the state, but they're still their own nonprofits and they still need community support. And so we like to get with all the different ones of the community and interview them. And if you've been hanging with us, you know that we've got Santa's Helpers here today, which is the lovely nonprofit that gives kids gifts at Christmas. It doesn't get more magical than that. I've got Kayla and I've got Les with me. And so we were just talking off air, Kayla Smith, who, full disclosure, she's actually the board president of the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We didn't mention that yet. And she also is on the committee of Santa's Helpers. Kayla, tell us a little bit about your why. What attracted you to Santa's Helpers?
Ooh, so Santa's Helpers. Personally for me, this was a service that I received when I was a kid. I remember my mom, single mom, two kids, and it was definitely, tough times. She would always make sure that we had a stocking and we would get a stuffed animal. That was Christmas for sure. But this service would always add a little bit more to, a little bit more to the magic. And, being an adult, having my own two kids, having to go through the chaos of Christmas shopping and the stress of like, oh man, this is expensive, or this is just way too much, or I didn't expect it to be that much, or you buy everything and then you put it in the pile and you're like, oh man, this is really deflating because it's not as much as you'd hoped. It's not the big giant room full, but it hits the heart because Christmas isn't about presents. It's not about gifts. It's not about giving and receiving like that. It's about bringing people together, and the spirit of Christmas is the joy in the community coming together. And being able to give back in that sense from this side of the aisle of, like, I can donate my time. I can donate a few dollars. I can donate a few toys, you know, because that was so magical for me. That was so magical for me as a kid. And seeing the relief in my mom's face when I was able to continue enjoying the Christmas morning of opening more gifts and just knowing that she had that support. And that's what we are trying to do with, you know, carry on the legacy, I suppose, of, with Santa's Helpers, is just being able to help give that relief and that support and that joy I received as a kid.
It probably de-stressed your mom a little bit. You know, I can imagine if you're struggling at Christmas, just knowing that that part is taken care of all the other things, you know, that could be going on in someone's life.
Right.
Especially as a mom, when you become a mom, then you're like, wow, I got to hold it all together. I got to make sure this is magical.
Exactly. To keep the smile on the face, you know, because there is joy for the kid, whether it's one toy or 1,000 toys. Yeah. The kids are happy. It's Christmas morning. There's the elation is there. And the added bonus is that we also do the food boxes. Which is a huge, it's even bigger than a present relief, because that's food for a week. That's food for the 2 weeks that the kids are home out of school. And, you know, we try to put together meals that or items that can kind of last and stretch and are versatile, you know. Yeah. So like a giant bag of a pancake mix. And it's not just pancakes that you make with that. You can make all kinds of stuff with pancake mix. Mm-hmm. Get real creative.
Yeah.
So that's definitely a part of my why is I got to give that back.
Yeah. And I mean, it's amazing. And Les, you said there's a couple stories that you were wanted to share.
Man, anybody who's delivered for us, you know, this year it's going to be on the 21st. Mm-hmm. People just come out of the woodworks, show up with vans and kids and load things and run them out to families. And you see it firsthand. There's two layers where you can really see and hear the stories. One is on the delivery, when you're dropping it off and, you know, the family or parts of the family come to the door and receive the gifts and the food. But the other one is the folks that take the calls for the referrals. I got to tell you, those are some emotionally very strong people, because the stories that they hear, and it's everything from, you know, lost a parent to mental illness to a fire to, you know, I had parents say, well, we've lost everything in our fire. We've had somebody that lost a battle with a serious disease, you know, where things were okay in their world and all of a sudden they weren't. Mm-hmm. And those stories, you know, it's hard to not have a tear, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's more of it than we'd like to see in our community. You know, we read the paper, oh, there was a fire over here. There's, you know, the fire department responded to something over there. There are families attached to those events. There are children attached to those events. And, you know, we see it and they go, okay, well, heard the story, it's gone. No, it's not gone. For those people, that's going to be a recovery process that takes a long time. And so being able to do this is a huge way to help support those people, and especially the kids, because kids, you know, especially at a certain age, they don't understand. You know, it's just so important for them that they feel seen. You know, the gifts definitely fuel the heart, and the food definitely keeps the bellies full so that, you know, Christmas doesn't become a sad thing for people.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody knows somebody's struggling, where do they refer? Who do they call?
They can, again, our website, Santa's Helpers AK. Mm-hmm. They can hit us up on Facebook. We have a phone number. And, of course, it's 907-750-0608. They can call that. They can come by Fairbanks Nissan. Mm-hmm. Any of those methods work. And what we do is we take the referral, take the information, and we kind of check with the other organizations in town and make sure that we're all spreading it out. We want to make sure we cover as many people as possible.
Yeah.
So anybody else is doing this kind of work, we check with them and going, hey, do you have this family covered yet? No, we don't have them covered. All right, we got them. And we call the family and go, okay, what are the ages of the kids? We kind of get a feel for what they need and what they want. And then we try and put together bags that meet. And you know, we also run into a lot of families that have children with special needs. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes we have to make special purchases because, you know, you have a kid with very specific interests or abilities. And what goes to them needs to be supportive in whatever that child is going through.
Yeah.
You know, or to help the parents, you know. If you've got a child with massive noise sensitivities, maybe a toy that makes a lot of noise and screams and runs around the house on automatic is not a good idea for them, despite how much fun it looks.
Not a good for me either.
Right. There's also a method in when we put the whole family boxes together, too, is if there is a special need in the house, then we try to accommodate that to all the other boxes as well. So if a special needs has, you know, noise sensitivity, then we're not going to put a noise making machine in their brother or sister's box of toys. You know, we try to be very conscious about that. It's a very delicate process for sure.
It is. And so what's the cutoff date that people can refer somebody?
Tuesday the 16th is the cutoff. So applications are open now.
10 days.
Yep, and they are coming in, but you've got until the 16th to get those in.
And as people are shopping, what's the cutoff date for shopping? When can they drop off toys last?
So we're delivering on the 21st, but okay. I will tell you that there are plenty of cases where even the day of, we have people out scrambling stores trying to pick up the last couple things that are needed.
Okay.
So again, all the way up till Sunday. But even then, if, you know, after Christmas, if you find your kid received a toy from somebody that doesn't quite fit them.
Yeah.
Man, come drop it off to us.
What a great thing.
Drop it off after Christmas, and, you know, that you can come to Fairbanks Nissan year-round and drop these things, and we'll hang on to them for the next season. But, yeah, if you got something that doesn't quite fit the family, bring it by. We know we can find somebody that needs and wants that toy.
Yeah, or a double toy. We get lots of double toys. Mm-hmm. Get the same toy twice, you know. Think about dropping it off. That's a really good thing. I didn't know that you guys hold the toys all year and can just kind of drop it off as you go. Or birthday parties. Gosh, we get three of the same things sometimes at birthday parties. So we got a couple more minutes left. So Teddy Bear Toss tonight. Give me those information one more time. Teddy Bear Toss at Nanook's.
Teddy Bear Toss tonight at the Nanook's, 7 o'clock.
So everybody brings a teddy bear, their own teddy bear, and they'll get to toss it in.
Yes.
Super fun. And then all those teddy bears go to the kids of Santa's Helpers.
That's correct.
That's okay. So we've got that coming up. You can nominate a family between now and the 16th. So if you know anyone, don't be shy. Sometimes that first call is the hardest call, especially if you're talking to somebody in need. Even just reaching out for a small Christmas gift can be one of the hardest things. And so don't be scared to nominate your friends. We've got toy drop-off anytime between now and the 21st. Try to get all those toys to Fairbanks Nissan.
Correct.
Any other places? That's the main place, I'd say. Okay.
That's the kind of the central place, but cool. We definitely have other partners around town. You'll see boxes set up and other businesses participating.
Yeah, I think some grocery stores, I've seen our boxes posted up. So if you
see a Santa's Helper box, you can put it in there.
That's
but otherwise,
right.
Fairbanks Nissan is the best. Yeah, and you've got some time.
Wait, say that again? Sorry. Shameless plug.
Yeah. Fairbanks Nissan, drop off your toys. but we do. We appreciate the work you do there, and we appreciate you connecting with the community and stepping up for these nonprofits. I mean, same thing the radio is doing with Adopt a Family. Sometimes we need our business partners to step up, and we so much appreciate when you guys do that. All right. And if you want any more information about Santa's Helpers, you can go to Santa's Helpers.
AK.com. You can find us at the North Star Community Foundation's webpage.
Mm-hmm.
You can find us on Facebook. And, of course, just come on down to Fairbanks Nissan. Come hang out. Come sort some toys. If you want to man the phones. There's lots of places we could use some help. So,
that's great.
Yeah, delivery day. And I'll tell you, delivery day is a lot of fun.
Oh, I bet.
You know, shorting toys is fun, give you lots of ideas, but delivery day is a blast, having these people just cycle in, grab the bag of toys, grab the box of food, head out, deliver Christmas, making somebody's holiday brighter. It's a good way to start the season.
Thank you. Definitely check out the volunteer opportunities on the website, for sure.
Yeah. Thank you, Kayla. Thank you, Les. This was a great show. And thank you all for listening, and we will talk at you next time.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com.
Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.